shot up fast like a rocket.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling with me, Oliver Lee, and the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Greene Group. And we're opening the programme tonight with a song, Are You Coming Home for Christmas? Sheila O'Sullivan, a Wexford woman, and I got an email from her sister, Claire, and that song has just been released. It's on Spotify, and there's lots of other Irish music in there. And good luck to everybody that's getting ready to go home for Christmas. I'm not travelling this year myself, but I know many people will be getting ready to make the big trip to Ireland, and looking forward to being reunited with family and friends over there. Right, well, the general election, it's all over, bar, well, negotiating, I was going to say over the shouting, but it took 3 days, but the final count, Cavan Monaghan, came through last night. And at the end of the count, which went on for 3 days, Fianna Fáil are the dominant party with 48 seats. Next is Sinn Féin with 39 seats, Fine Gael with 38. The Greens, they went from 13 down to 1. Lucky for their leader, Roderick O'Gorman, to hold on, but they were a major casualty of the election. The Labour Party have increased their seats to 11. Social Democrats, 11, and their leader, Holly Cairns, she had a big day on election day. She gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, I think it was. And then People Be Profit, they've got 3 seats. Aontha, they've got 2, 1 down in Mayo at the expense of Fianna Fáil. And then Independent Ireland, with Michael Fitzmaurice, one of the four, therefore, TDs, they've got 4 seats. And then Independents, including the Healy Rays, Michael Lowry and others, 16 seats. And then one other seat, Ward up in Donegal, I'm pretty sure that he went in on the MICA campaign, and he came in there, he edged in before or Charlie McConnellogue, the outgoing minister for agriculture, was lucky to get in there. So he's obviously got through in Donegal along with Pat the Cope Gallagher. And but their new man is in there because there's a big issue with the buildings up in Donegal, the MICA issue. So the people came out and supported their man up there. So a lot of negotiations will have to be done over the coming weeks. And Micheál Martin said tonight that it's very unlikely that a government will be formed before Christmas. So obviously it looks like it'll be continuation of what was in government for the last 5 years of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition, and with support from another group of people, whether it be the Labour Party or the Social Democrats or a group of like-minded independents. So a few big casualties. Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health in Wicklow, he lost his seat. And the other casualty was Catherine Martin. She was an outgoing minister from the Greens Party. She lost her seat as well. So certainly a number of casualties. And that's politics. You're in power one day and, you know, senior ministerial job, and the next day you're unemployed. But the system worked well. Very disappointing with the turnout, which was less than 60%. All right, stay with me. We'll bring you all the news over the next hour here on Ireland Calling. And we'll start off tonight with the Flight of Earls.
Take a look at Dublin Airport or the boat that leaves North.
Yes, that's The Flight of Earls from a lovely singer called Calla Reid. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, one of the other big talking points of the election was the almost election of the head of a criminal gang in Dublin, Jerry the Monk Hutch. And I see Paul Williams here in the Irish Independent on Tuesday says the picture of Hutch at the Conn Centre reminded us of who he really is. So he was in the Dublin Central constituency. He basically was out on bail after being arrested in Spain about 6 weeks ago. He was out on the bail of €100,000. He came into Dublin and said he was going to stand in the Dublin Central constituency up against Mary Lou MacDonald, and there was talks that maybe he could take a big share of her vote, but I see that he got about 1400 people to register who voted for the first time, but he was eliminated on the second last count, and Marie Sherlock from Labour got in ahead of him, so it certainly wouldn't have been a good look, but he almost got in there. He got a total of 5,321 votes. Mary Lou MacDonald, her vote obviously went down a bit. She was elected on the third count with 7,388. But the man that got the most votes was in Donegal, Pierce Doherty. He topped the poll up there, and he got the biggest number of votes in the country. The first MP elected was Jennifer Carol McNeil in Dunleary. And she looks like she'll be promoted. She probably has her future as a possible leader of Fine Gael and maybe the first female Taoiseach in Ireland. But she'll be hoping to get a big promotion in the new government that's formed, which will certainly be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and supported by independents or the Labour or Social Democrats. Negotiations will take quite a bit of time to take place over the next few weeks. Just looking at Pierce Doherty, he got 18,898 votes, elected on the first count, and brought in another Pádraig McLoughlin with him. And in fact, I think I heard somebody saying yesterday that if they ran three candidates up there, he might have got in. Charles Ward was the MP that went in on the Micra campaign, so he's in there, he's on his own. It'll be a big change for him, you know, to be a local man in Donegal fighting for the people whose houses have been badly affected by this faulty materials that was built. And of course the redress scheme, it's going to cost billions, but it's happening very slow, and the local people up there in Donegal have since Charles Ward has sent him in ahead of Charlie McConnellogue, who was lucky to get in on the last count. Right, we continue on with music, and just follow on here while we're talking. Ireland are playing, the Irish ladies team are playing Wales in a crucial playoff to qualify for Euro 2025. Oh dear, I'm just looking here, the goal, a goal for Wales just at the start of the second half, so not good. So Ireland will have to come back and score, and hopefully bring the game to extra time or win in normal time. Right, let's move on here. Sure, why not? Into December, the song that everyone will be hearing for the next few weeks.
Got on a lucky one.
Yes, the fairy tale of New York. You'll hear that a lot over the coming weeks. Of course, the late Shane McGann and Kirsty McCall. And of course, Shane's anniversary was last Friday, the 30th of November, he died. And obviously laid to rest just before Christmas in a big celebration down in Nina in Tipperary. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday, a very warm day here in Auckland as I'm recording this on Wednesday morning, and certainly the very warm weather in New Zealand at the moment. It's not too bad in Ireland, but certainly evenings come in very quick. And hard to believe we're only 3 weeks away or less now to Christmas Day. And as I started the programme with that song, Going Home for Christmas, hopefully everybody that's heading back will have a great time back in Ireland. I look at the Irish Times headlines, unlikely a new government will be in place before Christmas, says Micheál Martin. A beautiful girl, full of life, full of energy. Tributes paid to 8-year-old girl killed in New Ross as a man is arrested. Former IABA, Irish Amateur Boxing Association president, Gerry O'Mahony, sentenced to 39 months in jail for sexual assault. Update on that Ireland-Wales match, still 1-0 to Wales. First key meetings between TDs took place today. And number of homeless international protection applicants in Ireland passes over 3,000. And what else is they're making news headlines? Yeah, Pádraig McNally was laid to rest today. Pádraig is from Hollymount in County Mayo, and he came to public recognition there about 15 years ago when people broke into his house, and he shot one of the people who subsequently died, and he was tried for murder, manslaughter, but was cleared. And as a result of ill health, passed away. But he didn't want any of the publicity around the incident that happened at his property. Just was a quiet man, and he just shot, probably unintentionally, the man to frighten him away. So he was laid to rest today. All right, we'll continue on with more music, and up next, I think we're going to go with Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares to You. Thank you. Nothing Compares to You, one of the big hits for the late Sinead O'Connor, and of course the inquest concluded recently into the death of her beloved Shane, who died early 22, I think it was January 22. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and I'll have a look at the Irish Examiner and their headlines with that story about that Irish boxing president jailed for sexual assault. The story about the young girl in Wexford that was killed. Man arrested. Liam Neeson on set in Limerick for a major Irish-American production. What else is happening? Of course, the Gaelic Games club matches are coming down to conclusion at the moment. In my own club, girls from Kilkerran and Clonburn, they had a big win at the weekend and they're into the All-Ireland final. They're heading for, I think this is the fourth in a row, it might be fourth in a row All-Ireland club title, but they'll be up against the big team from Dublin, Kilmacud Crokes, in a couple of weeks' time. Looks like the GAA have accepted a recommendation to use the new rules for the league matches next year. Obviously the league gets underway in January, and obviously to see if that speeds up the game. And what else is happening, just to wind down to Christmas, of course, this Friday night, Saturday morning, New Zealand time. Don't forget to tune into the Late Late Show, because the Toy Show, which is one of the biggest viewed programmes in Ireland, kicks off at about 9:30 Irish time, which is 10:30 here on Saturday morning. And I know they have a global audience, and they launched an appeal last week. They had the family of Saoirse Ruaidhe, the beautiful girl that was on the Late Late Show a few years ago. And they launched an appeal which brought in, I think, about 5 or 6 million euro then. So they relaunched it. Saoirse lost her battle with cancer early this year. So there was a lovely interview with her parents, and they launched this new toy show appeal. So if you're keen to watch it, it's eye-watering at times. They always bring on some special guests, and they have a lot of children there that you know, are fascinating to watch as they display and try out new toys. Right, oh, well, I'm sure people will be heading home to Ireland for Christmas anyway, heading to the west of Ireland. They'll be going down the N17, and saw Doctors played to two sell-out concerts in Dublin at the weekend. But here they are, N17 live.
Bye.
Yes, the lads from Tuam, bit of a renaissance over the last few years, certainly packing out all the venues they're playing at the moment, played in the, I think it was the Olympia last Friday and Saturday night. I saw Doctors there and one of their big hits, the In 17. I travelled it many an occasion when I was heading back from Galway back here to New Zealand. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Saturday night down in Christchurch, and Sunday afternoon and evening in Wellington. And hopefully you're enjoying this lovely fine weather we're having here in New Zealand. Well, if you missed the start of the programme, I just confirmed that the results of the general election were finalised last night, with Fianna Fáil the dominant party, 48 seats, Fine Gael 38 and Sinn Féin 39. So 88 is the magical figure that's needed to form a government. Of course, the number of seats went up from 166, I think, to 174, is it, this in this election. And Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael will certainly be the two dominant parties. Sinn Féin, even if they managed to do a deal with all the parties on the other side of the house, they still wouldn't be able to form a stable government. So, as I mentioned, the disappointing thing was that only less than 60% of people turned out to vote. People have been complaining. They had a chance if they wanted to change the government. Fintan O'Toole wrote a good article in the Irish Times on Tuesday talking about it. People had the chance. They complained and everything leading up to the election, but they didn't go out and exercise their constitutional right and vote and bring that change if they wanted to bring a new government, a left-leaning government in. So Ireland is one of the few countries of that have had general elections in recent months that has stuck with the status quo. Of course, a lot of uncertainty into the future with what's happening when Donald Trump takes over in the White House at the end of January. He said he's going to put tariffs on products coming in from countries outside of the States. And Ireland obviously has a huge business with the US. A lot of pharmaceutical companies are exporting their, well, they're American companies set up in Ireland run by Irish staff, but they're exporting the 90% or more of their products to countries like America. In fact, America takes an awful lot of the pharmaceutical products leaving Ireland. So then, you know, it'll be interesting to see what's happened, the continuing unrest in Europe with the situation in Ukraine. So worrying times ahead, but that's why the political parties, they won't be rushing to make any decisions. And whether there'll be a rotating Taoiseach, probably will be. Some Fianna Fáil TDs said, well, if we're 10 seats ahead, which they are of Fine Gael, why should we share the Taoiseach's role? But that'll all have to be negotiated over the coming weeks. So it looks like if there will be a rotating Taoiseach, it's highly likely that Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin will have the first go, like he did the last time. All right, lovely interview with Maura O'Connell in the paper at the weekend. And obviously lived in Nashville for many years. And she was talking that one of the big changes in her life was after the Woman's Heart album came out in 1992. People recognised her, and this was one of her songs that was on it, Living in These Troubled Times.
Your heart and it takes my
appropriate song, living in these troubled times. There are troubled times around the world, and there is Maura O'Connell. And she, from Nora, Maura's originally from Sligo, but certainly lived outside of Ireland for a long time over in Nashville, but was part of the original Jadonnan group. Right, we'll go back and see what's happening with that soccer match at Ireland are playing Wales in a crucial. Oh, there's this picture of somebody. Oh dear, it's not looking good. Yeah, a Welsh player celebrating 2-0 for Wales with 8 minutes left. So time running out for Ireland. So it looks like that they're after a good result the other night, Friday. They came away with a 1-1 draw in Wales in Cardiff, and obviously the home game. Everybody thought the home advantage with a big crowd was going to be good, but it looks like they won't be heading to Euro 2025 next year. What else is happening on the Irish Time, Irish RTE website, making Ballroom Blitz. My passion and love for live music started with show bands. That's according to Adam Clayton. There's a documentary on there. I think you need to be a subscriber to RTE Player to be able to watch this programme, Ballroom Blitz. And certainly a nice picture of Phil Coulter with Adam Clayton and in this programme. Nevin's sticky apricot and ginger glazed ham. Oh God, looks really nice. Neville Maguire, he's on a special programme and he's talking about how to cook a good ham. So it's all on the RTE website there if you want to have a look at that and find out how to get that glazed ham looking really well. What else is happening? Obviously lots of stories relating to the election and the fallout and people that lost their seats and what the new government is going to be like, and obviously what do ministers, when do ministers stop being government ministers? So Minister Stephen Donnelly and Claire Martin, they both lost their seats, but they were at a cabinet meeting today, and they will obviously stop being ministers when the new government is formed. So technically speaking, they've lost their seats. Well, they have, but they will still remain in cabinet until the new government is sworn in, which could be a few months away. Certainly won't happen before Christmas. And why did voter turnout fall for this election? That's a story from Morning Ireland, and that's an audio vision programme there, so I won't be able to hear that. But certainly huge disappointment that less than 60% of the people that were eligible to vote came out and voted last Friday. But there was no controversy. Everything was right. Although there was one issue, I say, one candidate down in Limerick. She was looking at all her options because on the ballot sheet, which in some cases there could have been 20 different people, and your name was in alphabetical order. But this lady said that her name wasn't in the proper alphabet, wasn't in proper alphabetical order, and she thinks that that could have affected how people cast their vote. But I don't think she was close to being elected. But the story I read yesterday that she might take her time and look at all her options. Planxty and Roger are here.
Affections, and I was to blame. My own, I enticed her, and we soft and you regard how straightway I was sent to whip me next morning. It was their intent. When I heard of this, well, it put me in a fright. I broke new regard house the very same night, right following the hill. And the guards, they pursued me the very next day. The guards I beguiled and I soon got away. I went down to the shore where a vessel listed lay. I set my foot on shipboard to England and sailed away, right full of the dee. And it's when that I landed in Sweet Holyhead, I had no honest means for to earn my bread. And I was loath to beg, but alas, I did worse. To make myself money, I stole a grey horse. Once more on Irish ground, I soon began my tricks again near fair Newry town. For I stole a hat from one Thomas Wright. He made me his prisoner the very same night, right full of the dee. And it's up the Newry guard house once more I was sent to hang me next morning. It was their intent. When I heard of this, well, it put me in a fright. I knocked down the turnkey and escaped the same night, right full of the dee. And the guards, they pursued me again the next day. The guards I beguiled and once more I got away. Says one unto the other, he'll travel no more. The very same night, near a lock I swam o'er, right full of the dee. Myself for a day or two more. I went to rob the bleach green where I never was before. But they were strung with guards and the bleach green within. Surrounded was poor Roger and taken was again, right full of the dee. Now Roger was taken but often did get free. It's come now to his turn for to march to the tree. And all his foolish actions he there
and one of their big hits from the early 70s there, Roger O'Hare, of course, Andy Irvine, Donal Lunny, Christy Moore and Liam O'Flynn featured with Plankstey. Well, there was a lot of Gaelic games played at the weekend, so we'll run through some of the big scores here. The big news down in Munster was in the Munster Club Senior Hurling Championship semi-final, Sarsfields from Cork beat favourite Ballygunner from Waterford. In the Leinster Club Intermediate Hurling Championship Final, Rathnure beat Listowney. Leinster Club Intermediate Football Final, Carrick 13, Neave Mayrogue 8. We'll move on to the Senior Games. Ulster Club Senior Hurling Championship Final, Shnocknield 2-19, Portaferry 1-19. Over here, Pearse is left stranded as Sligo history maker surf the wave. Kulara Strand Hill won 15, Pádraig Pearse's from Roscommon won 14. That was the Connacht Club's Senior Football Championship final. Coola and Nafina right Leinster glory on a night of GAA change. Coola from South Dublin won the Leinster Football Championship final, club final, and Nafina won the hurling. They beat the Cormac Killopney, 222-216, and in the football 210-114. Coola over St Mary's of from RD, so that was a big win there for the two Dublin teams. In rugby, Ireland had a kind of a lucky enough escape against Australia, and certainly not playing as well as they were 2 years ago. Andy Farrell's last game before he heads off and takes charge of the Lions. And of course, Jordy Barrett, he was togged out in Leinster colours there for a bit of PR stuff early in the week. Whether or not he'll be playing, I think the first round of the Highland Cup Championship gets underway this weekend. But Leinster obviously will be hoping they can go one better than the last 2 years in winning the Heineken Cup Championship this year. So certainly a mixed month for Ireland, obviously very disappointing game against the All Blacks, but good win over Fiji, and then lucky enough to get home against Argentina and Australia. So they were all the big sporting results at the weekend. And obviously my team, Kilcairn Clonbeirn Ladies, they won on Sunday, and they're into the All-Ireland Club Final against Kilmacud Crokes. Yeah, they beat Clonairden 211-19, and Kilmacud Crokes had a huge win the day before, and they're playing Kilcairn Clonbeirn. Kilcairn edged them out last year in the semi-final. They'll be looking for revenge. We'll take one more report into the programme on both sides now. Well, that brings us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, and sadly the end for the Irish ladies team, who went out 2-1 in that qualifying match tonight. I'll be back next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. From me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.